B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. What are the chances that the Mike Scott calls outnumber the Eagles calls, Tyrone? What do you got? What are the odds on that?
I don't know.
Minus 150.
Honestly.
Right, let's see what we got.
I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy after a great win where we turn things around, but Deuce Staley, this running back by committee, it's got to go. Jordan Howard is a big pickup. He's a proven player. He sat on the sidelines most of the game, and he was giving us some of the best runs early on. Can we let any one running back get a rhythm ever?
Bro, listen, you might have had a good point, but you can't call him Deuce Staley. Come on, man. And the guy's a player.
That's a violation.
And a coach for, come on, Deuce Staley. It's 2019. You're still calling him Deuce Staley? Come on.
Eagles down early. Go for it on fourth down. They don't get it. Start of the second half down 13, fourth and one, their own 30, and Doug doesn't even think about it. I love this man. Go Birds!
Yeah, if it was a yard and a half and he went for it, you would have made it felt different. It was like 16 inches.
Mike, concerning the Redskins jerseys, how many times did I see Allen Iverson wearing a New York Yankees or Boston Red Sox hat when he was at press conferences and playing for the Sixers?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, different. Totally different. And you guys create your own narrative to fit the thing, right? This is an active game, okay, that Mike Scott is wearing a jersey because he wants to poke Eagle fans. Now, again, in a perfect world, you would like to think that people would act intelligently. In reality, they don't. So it's not Allen Iverson wearing a hat because it's a style thing. It's wearing a jersey specifically to tweak the other fan base.
I'm not trying to be from Philadelphia. I'm glad we got the win. But we need corner help. We need to go after Jalen Ramsey. Jacksonville ain't going to pay him. Let's go get him, Howie.
Second Jalen Ramsey call today. Yeah, sure, I'd like that. I don't think it's going to happen.
And he will not sign with you unless you make him the highest paid corner in football. And you're paying a quarterback a lot of money and Fletcher Cox a lot of money.
Yeah.
You got enough money to make him the highest paid corner in football?
Not realistic.
I completely agree with you on the Mike Scott thing. Mike Scott is a grown man who plays in this city. He knows what this city is all about. When he was getting dressed, he knew exactly what could happen.
The feedback we're getting from people who are like anti-fans are the people that hate Eagle fans and don't want to be associated with them. And I know there's a large faction out there of people like that. They're embarrassed by the Eagle fans. I get it and I admire that. But reality is reality.
Yo, Mike, with DeSean Jackson happy to be back in Philly or what? The Carson Wentz to Jackson connection look like he's going to be big all season long. He had 154 yards on 8 catches, 2 touchdowns. This guy was unstoppable going deep.
Yes, he was. And I hope it continues. But I think his value in this offense, opening up this entire offense, is going to manifest itself to the point where they pay attention to him. So many other things will be open.
Looks like Carson is not going to be doing much rushing or running out of the pocket anymore, which is a good thing. Which means he could play until he's 42 or 43 like Tom Brady, which is a really good thing.
Never even thought that far ahead, but if that happens, so be it.
I'll tell you what, I don't care that he wore the jersey. I don't think he should have, but why on earth are you going to square off with a guy 6'7", 6'9", whatever he is, Hey, you're going to get your butt laid out as a bunch of them did and deserve to.
You think people who have had 27 beers and maybe some sour mash are going to think about God being big? That's the whole point of beer muscles. You know, you're not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it toxic.
And you want to take on the biggest person there.
Exactly. And on him, because I'll show you I'm the toughest guy here.
What do you think fuels it?
Wow, Mike, that is great. Gutsy. Come from behind win by Penn State against his mighty Buffalo Bulls Saturday night. So, like, when does Penn State start playing real teams? Like, I don't know, Michigan, Ohio State? Because running up the score on the Idaho Vandals isn't going to get Penn State within a sniff of the playoff, buddy.
Yeah, you know what's great, you Penn State hater? As if all the other great teams play really tough competition in their first three games of the year, right? People play like Division II FCS schools in their first. This is ridiculous. Buffalo's not a bad team. They weren't a bad team. Second of all, they're going to get to Ohio State, Michigan. They're on the schedule, brother.
There's more to this. What happened? And what Mike Scott just didn't walk by with a Redskins jersey. Things were said. He's a professional. Take the high road. Why didn't he walk away? Eagle fans, don't walk up and just start punching you.
No, they punch you when they're drunk and they don't have the brain power to overcome and honor civility. But that's what he should have known as a proud University of Virginia man. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. And brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. Guess what's up next on the radio side? Brian Westbrook at the Fanatic Pro Show. Brian Westbrook and Devon are at the Super Buy right in Williamstown, New Jersey. Stay tuned for that. And on NBC Sports Philly, stay tuned for Quick Slants. Have a great rest of the night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.